Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Right now, the drive is live.
Yeah, we are. We're up at BB's Tex Orleans up in Kingwood. Come on through and hang out with us. We got plenty of seats right in front of us. The food is tremendous. The drinks are cold, and they are very good as well. They will be flowing already for B. Scott, but they will be flowing for me sooner rather than later. Great people in the building. I've already met a Joe Ray. I've already met a Joe Ray. I'll tell you, I've been around the world and back. I've never met a Joe Ray. Have you ever met a Joe Ray?
Not until now.
Never.
Not until today.
And I'm one that when I hear a double name, it sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, my tight end in college, Jim Ed Reed. I'm sorry, Jodine Davenport. His partner was Jim Ed Reed. I mean, just the double name stick.
And Joe Ray is a unique enough one. That's going to stick with me.
That was very risky by mom and dad. But very well done. It landed. I mean, she's a beautiful young lady. Joe Ray, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Don't know that it would fly if it were me or you, but I think she does it well.
I mean, it stuck the landing, man. I think Joe Ray, it's really a credit to her parents, whoever named her Joe Ray. I think anybody could pull it off. It's that good of a name.
I'm going to assume it's her parents to some degree.
Yeah, well, you know, grandparents. I had a cousin that helped me name one of my children.
I mean, it's been about help. Yeah. I was going to say, boy, that's a rough start.
They come up with the idea.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. That's got to be a family name. We'll get to the bottom of it. We're out here at BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood. Come on through. Hang out with us. We got big-time giveaways today. 4 Academy gift cards, $25 a pop. Academy Sports and Outdoors, where tailgates, watch parties,
yes sir,
and family get-togethers come together. You know what I mean? We got a free oil change up at Tomball Ford. Now, look, we ain't too far from Tomball Ford up in these parts right here, so that free oil change will come in handy. We also have the Drive collector glasses that we've been giving away. I think this is the second time that we've had the Drive collector's glasses with us today.
I gotta give me one of them too.
Yeah,
man. I don't think I have one.
I'm pushing for them to get a B. Scott. You should get one by yourself.
Oh, you know what? That would be pretty dope with the locks.
No question.
Man, I look much better as a silhouette than my actual picture. I can tell you that.
It would be tremendous. And I think it's well deserved. How about BB's T-shirts, baby? Chicken wings, cold beer, and football. I love all four of them. It's bright red with white lettering. Come on in. We'll be giving away a few of those as well. And the big ticket item today, Texans tickets, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. It is a future Texans game. As you know, we play the Colts, I think, a couple of times down the stretch here, as well as the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not real sure which game it is, too, but it's a future Texans game, and you can win them today. Got to be in the house. Got to be in the building. So if you're out there right now and you're listening, you're up Kingwood way. Hell, look, it's Texans tickets. It's worth getting in the car and taking a little trip on a Friday afternoon and coming up here and hanging with you. You're going to get a tremendous meal, great drinks, great company, and a chance to win Texans tickets as well. Again, we are at BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood.
Can I just add one thing, too? Not to correct you, but I do want to say this. Clint mentioned we need a professional. We don't need a professional. We just need you. Come join us. We don't need a professional. We just need you. The common folks, the Joe Rays of the world. We just need you. That's it.
Come on in. And we do have Texans right tackle Titus Howard joining us on the phone here in the 220, 225-ish area. You know, that's fluid now because these guys are practicing, showering, working out, getting to a meeting. and their important meetings with a big Monday night matchup coming up. So Titus will be joining us around that 215, 220 mark, hopefully. But bear with us. Be flexible. Relax. It's a Friday, baby. We are rocking and rolling. Okay, we've got – I know it's a football Friday, as we mentioned. Big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making that happen. But I want to have a little reaction twist on this. Thursday night football last night was – look, we didn't have no skin in the game. The Texans weren't playing, obviously. But you had the Steelers and the Bengals. And I'm going to tell you, I did not look at this game this way until I got up today and was kind of thinking about the show. And it was a hell of a football game. It was unbelievably entertaining. The two 40-year-old plus quarterbacks showed up and showed out. I mean, when you look at Flacco went for 350 and Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns. And they were exchanging knockout blows late in the fourth quarter.
And the ball was live, too.
It was hot.
I mean, the ball has some heat to it on both sides.
It was a hell of a game. But, again, I want to look at this. I want to react to this game in a Texans fashion, right? We talked about this game yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't give Cincinnati much of a shot. I counted Cincinnati out of this thing once Joe Burrow went down a few weeks ago. But the reality of it is I expected the Steelers to go handle business. I expected the Steelers to bury the Bengals and the Browns and the Ravens in that division, and bottom line is they didn't do it. They lose 33-31, again, in dramatic fashion. But as a Texans fan, what does that mean? Well, if you look at it, it means that the Bengals are still relevant in our world. The Bengals are 3-4 right now. The Bengals, if you look at the standings right now on your little ESPN app, for whatever it's worth, if you look at the standings, the Bengals are actually ahead of the Texans. The 3-4 Bengals are ahead of the 2-3 Texans. So this game, Monday night, B. Scott, just got significantly bigger than it already was, right? It was already a monster game, but now you've got another AFC team that's playing in your neck of the woods, the middle of that AFC right now, that you are going to have to separate from. And I'm going to say this, right? I want you to look at what the Bengals got coming up, guys. I want you to look at what the Bengals got coming up. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals in the hunt long enough for Joe Burrow to get back healthy, right? They're 3-4 right now. If you look at their schedule, Joe Flacco. Now, look, I don't know that the Bengals are going to run the football as well as they did last night. I don't know that Joe Flacco is going to throw for 350, right? I don't know that other teams and other defenses are going to give Ja'Marr Chase the ability to get 23 freaking targets, right? But I know this. I look at the remaining schedule for the Bengals, and B. Scott, they can get to 10.
Yeah.
They can get to 10. They got the Jets, the Bears, the Ravens twice, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Browns, all of those teams remaining on their schedule. And we've seen Joe Flacco do this.
Yeah.
With a worse supporting cast in Cleveland. So I look at last night, and before we get into what that game meant or what that game looked like, I mean, we look at it through the Texans' lens, and it looks like the Bengals need to be taken a little bit more serious maybe than at least I did yesterday as we were talking about this Thursday night matchup.
Well, it reminds me a lot of a conversation that I had with Luke Morrow. I think we were doing In the Loop together last week, and we were having the conversation of which is the preferred route for the Texans, or what do you think they have the best chance of getting into the postseason? Would it be through the division or as a wild card, given where they are right now in the division with two teams ahead of them? And, of course, the Colts looking at the way that they're looking. And my thought was still that the division I thought that both arguments were pretty solid. But when you look at it, the division still felt like and to me still feels like the best route because there are fewer teams that you're having to go through. You know, you're only talking about the two teams that you have to go against. And one of them you have twice. OK, so you kind of really control your future a little bit more, a lot more, I would say, within the division. But this does raise a really good point about the Bengals still being not on your heels, as you point out, but ahead of you, especially if you don't win this game. It makes this game that we're going to be talking about on Monday night a lot more important. And then to your question, I look at it a little bit differently because I think, you know, when you talk about the schedule, Clint, this game from last night is a perfect example of what I would say is a caution against the schedule watching. Or the Texans against the Ravens, for example, another good example of not schedule watching, of not being able to predict exactly what a team is going to look like or what the circumstance is going to be when you see them, or trying to project it in the future. I know we like to do it, and it's something that we're going to do either way. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, can you really predict what this team is going to look like 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? But that being said, what we saw last night from Joe Flacco, from Ja'Marr Chase, like this question really is, hey, can Joe Flacco get the ball to Ja'Marr Chase? Can Joe Flacco get the ball to T. Higgins?
Yeah.
Can Joe Flacco get the ball to Noah Fant, who I forgot they were teammates in Denver. I mean, I completely forgot that Joe Flacco even played for the Denver Broncos in 2019 until somebody brought it up on the broadcast. But that was a good example. He found Noah Fant. You know, so they got weapons. We were talking about this before the show. They got all of the weapons. And Joe Flacco, arm is still live, has the savvy of a veteran, certainly can still get the ball to the right pieces. The perfect scenario for a quarterback of that age where you're not asking them to do too much. But even if you were, it looks like Joe Flacco in spots is capable. So, yeah, I think the Bengals are definitely a threat, especially if the Texans are going to be in sort of the middle of the pack.
Well, look, if you weren't aware of why Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, was so upset that he made comments publicly to the media after the Browns traded away the quarterback that started the first handful of games for him in the division to the Cincinnati Bengals. Why would you help an in-division opponent that was struggling at that particular position? If you wondered why it bothered Mike Tomlin so much and to the point where he was actually vocal about it and felt the need to comment, well, we watched last night for four quarters. We watched why Mike Tomlin was disappointed enough to vocalize it to the media, because you look up and, again, Joe Flacco goes for 350. And he didn't just go for 350. That wasn't a sneaky 350. That was a very, very efficient, that was a very, very well quarterbacked game for a guy that's been in their system for 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, they were making the point on the broadcast. I think it was Kirk Herbstreit was like, man, this guy's been there 10 days, and he's throwing these anticipation throws.
Yeah.
Like the trust with the receivers or the communication or whatever exactly it is, you would know better than I do, but whatever that chemistry is, they've established it already, or if it's his veteran savvy or whatever the case may be. But it's twofold when you make that point about Mike Tomlin. 100% he would rather see the Bengals with, say, a Jake Browning or whoever else it would have been that the Bengals would have had to trot out there. And then on the other side, if he's got to see Joe Flacco, he'd much rather see them or him with the Browns, right? A team that only can threaten you but so much, don't necessarily have the same, certainly they don't have a Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins as their second best receiver. They don't have the litany of weapons that the Bengals obviously have, even if they have a really good defense. So if you're going to see Joe Flacco, you'd rather see him with the Browns. And obviously if you're going to look at the Bengals, you'd rather see a Jake Browning of the world than a Joe Flacco.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. How real are the Bengals? Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Bengals are going to change the landscape of the AFC, but they are in the middle of the pack, and I think they are going to be a middle-of-the-pack team in the AFC. I think with Joe Flacco, they got a lot of weapons around. They can score a lot of points, obviously. We've seen that. They ran the football somehow. I don't think they're going to consistently do that, but they've shown the ability to do it at least from time to time. And the defense was able to bow its neck last night enough to get turnovers and beat a good Pittsburgh team. So I don't think the Bengals are going to run the table here and win the division and get a dang home playoff game. But I do believe that when we, as Texans fans, we got to start looking. Right now, anyway, the smart thing to do is to start looking at this thing from the lens of a wild card game. And you're in the wild card conversation. The Bengals, with their remaining schedule, could very easily be there. Now let's flip over to Pittsburgh real quick, B. Scott. I look at Pittsburgh, and I like what I see. I think Pittsburgh, now the defense has to step it up. The defense has got to be more consistent, right? But when I look at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm watching that offense last night, Aaron Rodgers is as comfortable and as good as I can remember Aaron Rodgers being. I mean, at any point in his career, the ability to move around at 41 and throw the football, the fact that he threw the damn Hail Mary at the end of the game, 70-plus yards.
Man.
I mean, that was absolutely ridiculous. The touchdown to Freiermuth that he fit in over a safety or kind of between a safety. I mean, there's not but three or four arms in the NFL that are getting that one in there. That ball got there in a hurry. The way he moved around last night, I think, was really convincing. Now, I agree with the overall media conversations leading up to this game is – if they're going to be taken serious, if they're going to really make a run at a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, it's got to be now. Obviously, it can't be 4 years from now. They've got to make a move for another wide receiver. It was clear last night they were taking
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf out of the game with coverage, all the pre-snap looks, and they just didn't have sufficient weapons outside of DK Metcalf to not. Everything was difficult. Everything. Yeah. Luckily, Freiermuth, who reportedly was on the trade block for the last week or so, luckily he stepped up and made some big plays. But they need another weapon if they're going to make a serious run.
It was one of those few games where it didn't feel like there was a loser in it, especially considering that the Steelers went into the game at 4-1, so they're still pretty comfortable at 4-2. Lost the game on a last second field goal or close to the last second field goal. You mentioned the Hail Mary, but no team really felt like a loser. I love your points on Aaron Rodgers and especially the Steelers not having a weapon or a notable weapon outside of DK Metcalf. You talk about it being difficult. I want to shout out DJ Turner for that interception that he was able to just grab the ball right out of DK Metcalf's hands, right out of his hands. I mean, it was a really incredible game. That was one of the anomalies for the Bengals, the fact that they were able to run the ball and that their defense showed up the way that it did. That's one of the things that I don't know that they can expect on a week-in and week-out basis. But both of those teams were really impressive last night.
All right, we're going to jump out here early because we got Tytus Howard coming up straight from the locker room. That's right tackle for your Houston Texans coming up right here on Sports Radio 610, right here on The Drive.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Come on up and hang out with us. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen, as well as our Houston area Ford dealers. Texans tickets will be given away right here on locations. BB's Tex Orleans. Up in Kingwood. So come on through and hang out with us. And enough hesitating, right? Enough waiting now, man. We got the big man on the phone, man. Texans right tackle Tytus Howard is joining us, fresh off the field, fresh out of preparation for this monster game Monday night. Big Tytus, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
That's all you got for me? You doing good? You got a big game this week, man.
Focus. One-track minded. I see you, Tytus. I got you, man. Hey, focus. Hey, locked in, dog. I got it.
Hey, Tytus. Hey, talk to us a little bit, man, about how comfortable you are out there on that edge, man, out there at right tackle. I know you've been a good soldier, man. You've done what everybody's asked you to do, and much respect and admiration for that, man. But I know you're comfortable out there at that right tackle spot. You're having you a solid year, man. How does it feel to be out there and be getting it done?
I feel good. I'm back playing natural play, so it gave me a chance to play more comfortably with a clear mind and knowing that I can go out there and compete with anybody who I'm facing against. So it feels good to be able to be in that position.
Tell us about your teammates. Obviously, y'all have remade the line to a large degree. You're pretty much the one guy that was there last year in that position. Just talk about kind of down the line what you're seeing from new additions like obviously Ed Ingram, Andrews at center. Of course, Juice has kind of stepped up into that role at left guard, and you got the rookie Ariante Ursary at left tackle. What are you seeing from your teammates along that line?
Man, I'm just seeing a group that's dedicated to getting better each week. As far as Ariante, I feel like each week he has gotten better as a player. So he's owning in on all the things he needs to work on. He's putting in the extra work every week to get better, and it's paying off for him. He's a smart kid, and the sky's the limit for him. Juice has stepped in and done a good job for us. You know, I've always been a big fan of Juice since he came in, because he was able to play center and he could play guard. So his versatility is helping us out a lot with coming in and stepping up for us. And Jake, you know, Jake's a great guy. He's from Bama. He grew up like an hour away from me, so I've kind of known him because he went to Troy, which is close to Alabama State in college. And Jake's always been a smart, good football player. He's doing a good job with getting us to the right mic points and helping us be able to play faster. Because, you know, that's one of the things about O-line, being able to play fast and knowing where you go is probably most of the biggest part, because a lot of guys can block. But if you don't know who you're going to, it makes you play slower and that can fuck you up a lot. You know, so that can mess you up and stuff like that. But, you know, I love playing beside Ed Ingram. You know, Ed is one of the best guards I've played beside. He's helped me a lot with my game, and, you know, I helped him a lot. And we're just building that camaraderie every day. And, you know, it's just been a joy to play beside him because he's having one of the best seasons of his career. And so am I. So it just, you know, we just got to keep the ball rolling and keep building that camaraderie every week to solidify that right side.
Hey, Titus, one of the things that before we get to the matchup this week, which is a big matchup, but one of the things that I've seen watching your film, y'all's film, in O-line play is it seems like the last 2 weeks – it seems like there's been more of an emphasis on staying on your double teams, getting movement before going to the second level. It seems like there's been more emphasis put on driving your feet, and it, particularly in Dalton Schultz. And Dalton Schultz has put that on tape the last 2 weeks in a way that I don't remember. But the O-line overall, man, it just seems like y'all are getting a lot more push on them double teams. Would you say that's accurate? And if so, what's that from?
Yeah, that's just a mentality that we've been establishing and start with our coach, man. Our line coach Pop has been telling us, you know, we just got to take care of the down guys first. If we take care of those guys, everything else will settle into play how it's supposed to go. But, you know, early on, we were just rushing too long to get off to backers and stuff like that. And, you know, we would mess up blocks. But the longer we stay on the doubles, it was better for us. So we've seen the success that it's having for us, and we just got to continue to do that.
Give us some insight into this matchup. Obviously, Seattle has, I think, formidable front is probably an understatement. They've been really, really good. Obviously, y'all have a big challenge ahead of you. Give us an idea for some of the coaching points and some of the emphasis for y'all going up against this Seattle front.
Yeah, we're going up against a front that's hungry, man. They've been playing some good football. They play really good together. You know, it's not just one guy just making all the plays. Those guys over there, they play good, working together. There's a front that use stunts and games more than any other team in the NFL. So that's a big challenge for us, because that's something we struggled with in the past, but that's something we also have got better with each week. You know, they got a lot of talented guys over there. They got Zero, DeMarcus Lawrence. They got 99, 91, you got Byron Murphy, all those guys. You got 7, 58, 50. They got a lot of guys that they can rotate in. They can play a lot of good football. But I feel like if we do what we're supposed to do up front and own in on our technique and not try to do too much, we should be able to handle them.
Titus, you touched on something right there that I think, from a fan's perspective, you probably ran a couple of them off in the ditch, right? I mean, as fans, we watch and we're pulling like hell for you guys. And one thing that has seemed to kind of jump off the TV the last couple of years is there's been times when the protection issues had a lot to do with those games that were being played up front. The O-line was struggling picking up them that tackle DN, the TE stunts and things of that nature. So when you say, oh, these guys are as good as anybody and they do it as much as anybody, you know, what, from an offensive lineman's perspective, like what goes into, why was it such a struggle before, and what goes into getting that right? Because obviously I think y'all have been significantly better this year, but what, kind of talk us through that. Why was it a struggle and getting it right?
I think the number one thing is with stunts and games, is, as a player, for me, from my perspective, is, you know, knowing the down and distance for one, and knowing the situation. You got, if you watch film and you know the situation, and you get a tell of when they want to do stuff. So one of the first thing would be recognition. Recognizing that, all right, when I get in second and long, got to, you know, get back on track, that this team likes to run games in this moment. So I got to recognize and be on the lookout for that too. And another thing is, we just got to learn to play together. So, like, in the past, it was a whole bunch of, you know, one-on-one blocks, and that doesn't work as an offensive lineman. Everybody got to be able to work together. And I think as a group, we've done that and practiced a lot. Our coach has practiced that with us every single day of practice, working together, being on the same point. And when you're on the same level and can play together, it's easier to pick up.
Tyus, let me ask you about the offense overall. It seems like y'all have been able to find something over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, I think the results speak for themselves there. What can you say about you guys as an offense overall that y'all have been able to find, and especially coming off of this bye week, something that y'all are able to sort of cling to, it, whether that's y'all's identity, something that y'all do well, or just something that has really worked for y'all over these last couple of weeks?
Well, I think the thing that worked for us the best is that when we're able to start – and we are able to start fast and have a good run game early in the game, everything else opens up. If we're able to open up the lanes for running backs and get those guys going early, it makes everything easier for CJ through as the game go on. So these past couple weeks, we've been running the ball really good, and, you know, the play action is working a lot for us, and it makes it easier to pass protect when we got a shorter distance to go on third down.
Hey, a lot has been made, man, about the O-line room, and rightfully so. I love talking O-line. I'm an old quarterback, Titus, so I love talking O-line play. It's important to me, man. But I a lot has been made about the overhaul of the offensive line, and I think a big question coming into this year was, hey, man, there's a void in leadership. Who's going to be that guy? Who's going to step up? What's that going to look like? And it sounds like when D'Amico's talking, and it sounds like when people aren't necessarily specifically asked about it, it seems like your name – comes up. Can you speak to just a little bit about, hey, man, there's an opportunity there. Is that a leadership role that you embrace, that you want to go get, and that you value? Is that kind of, how did that happen, and what does that look like?
Yeah, it's definitely something I value. You know, I've always been a guy, you know, growing up, high school, college, all that, was being the leader of my group. And when the opportunity presented itself this year for me, you know, I took it and ran with it. Yeah, I take value in, you know, talking and getting guys going and showing them the right way to do things. And so my job every day is to make sure I hold my group accountable, whether it's good and bad, you know, just keep them steady and float so we can just get better as a group. And I've kind of, you know, just embraced that and trying to rub it off on the whole offense.
Okay, Titus, you mentioned accountability, man. Speaking of accountability, I got to hold you accountable for holding Nick Chubb accountable, man. I saw something come across my timeline where you caught Nick Chubb slipping, man. You caught him lacking a little bit, had to ask your knees, you had to call him out for it. I don't know if that's leadership. Nick Chubb obviously is a known commodity in the NFL. I don't think he needs too much leadership, but it seemed like maybe he needed it in that moment. And so my question to you is, who is the ashiest member of the Houston Texans? Is it Nick Chubb? Is it somebody else? Is that the worst that you've seen? Like, how bad is it? And do we need to figure out some kind of moisturizing situation for this team?
You know, I'm not going to – that's by far one of the worst I've seen. You know, and I had to let him know that. You know, I told him by me posting that, he might get a sponsorship deal from a company where he gets some lotion or some cocoa butter or something like that. But, I always like making fun with Nick Chubb because he's a really good dude, and I've kind of built a good relationship with him since he's been here. You know, I always tell him whenever he get that ball, look over to my side. You know, I'm gonna open the lane up for you. So, you know, he's a good dude, though, man. I like joking with him.
Hey, Titus, business minded too. You saw that, man. You might get you a sponsorship too, man. That's real leadership. Hey, I see you, man.
Hey, Titus, the only two places you can get away with that, right in the locker room and at home. But anywhere else, man, it's gonna be frowned upon. So that is
that is
good. Y'all, that is good. That was money when B. Scott showed that to me. Hey, man. Hey, Titus, look, man. I know you're busy. I know it's a big game, man. First of all, man, congrats on playing out there at that right tackle spot, doing well. I know the work is not done,
yes, sir,
man, but I like seeing you out there, bro. And we greatly appreciate you giving us 15, 20 minutes of your time on such an important day. And hey, you're always welcome on the drive on Sports Radio 610,
man.
We'd love to make a big man minute out of it now. So you,
yes, sir,
have a good
one. I appreciate
you. Good luck, brother.
Thank y'all.
All right, man. That's Titus Howard, Texans right tackle. I tell you, man, I love that he's played well, obviously, at right tackle. It's good to see. The most impressive thing to me about Titus Howard and kind of what – because you can hear it when he answered the question about leadership, too. There's no kind of soft-shoeing it or being uncomfortable with it. It's clear. Now, I'm going to hold my group accountable, and I embrace and value that leadership role. And there needed to be a leader in that room step up. There needed to be somebody hold people accountable. There needed to be somebody that when mess hits the fan, you know, a guy, you have the ability. Somebody's got to look at somebody, right? And for it to be Titus Howard, who's one of the guys that's a little longer in the tooth, especially now knowing Laken Tomlinson's not going to be a starter.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing here with Titus Howard that's happened this year beyond just playing good right tackle is, boy, he seems to be the guy that stepped up.
I mean, Clean's been there since 2019. I mean, look, we remember when he got here, but all of a sudden now that's been a while ago, you know. And he's also somebody, as you talked about, you asked him about this, has been somebody that they've asked a lot of, you know, moving around different spots, been a soldier, done pretty much everything that they asked him to do. And he's still kind of the last man standing, if you will, has survived several regimes. And so it seemed like a natural progression in his role for him to be that leader. I'm just glad to see that he was willing to step up and take that on, right? Like he did not shy away from that moment because it did seem like just a natural step for him to be that guy.
All right, look, the Rockets, I was dead wrong, y'all. I was dead wrong on a couple of things, and we got to discuss it now. I'm not going to apologize yet, but I will admit that I was dead wrong on how they were going to handle this game as well as one player. We'll discuss that next right here on Sports.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's H-Y-D-R. ROW.com. Code FIT.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Radio 16.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from BB's, Tex Orleans, and Kingwood, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. T Mills on the ones and twos behind the glass back at the studio. We are at BB's, Tex Orleans, up in Kingwood. Come on through and hang out. There's a couple of tables right here in front of us. The drinks are cold. The beer's damn cold. The coolers, the mountains are blue, baby. The mountains are blue. I don't know what B. Scott's over there sipping on, something draft, but it's obviously pretty good. He can't keep his lips off of it. And I got the gumbo coming. I got the boudin link coming. I'm telling you, man, the smell when you walk in these places, they got it. The food, everything's tremendous, but if you were going to call yourself Tex Orleans, you got to have that smell when you walk in the building, and they got it here.
Yeah, I'm thinking either some etouffee. I might do a little boudin, too. I haven't really decided yet, man, but it's good vibes, man. It's nothing but good options.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I will put the amount of boudin that my family eats up against any family that's breathing right now.
That's a bold statement.
I'm telling you. Well, you've got to understand, if you're going to mess with them Sterners, it's 5 days a week now. So we ain't doing it all at once. It ain't all going to happen on Saturday. It's going to happen about 3 or 4 days during the week, and then both of the days that football is being played on Saturday and Sunday. But y'all come on out on this Friday, Football Friday, BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood. We got 4 Academy gift cards. If you're in the building, you want to put your name in this raffle box right here. My man Shay got it right here. Here's what we got going on today. We got 4 $25 Academy gift cards, Academy Sports and Outdoors. We got a free oil change at Tomball Ford. We got Texans tickets. This is the big one right here. You got to be in the building. We're giving away Texans tickets courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. We got our drive, our show, our collector's glasses right here that you can get. Those are free. All you got to do is grab one of them. We got those. We got BB's T-shirts right here. I got some T-shirts, and these things are soft, too. These ain't your typical giveaways now. These right here, these are big time. I'm a T-shirt snob. These are good right here. I might let my wife wear this as a little nightgown.
Hey, I was thinking nightgown.
Hey,
I'm
sitting there the other night, you know, and I do a couple of everything we do. They give us a T-shirt. We over there at the Texans or whatever, and I hang them in the closet, you know. And my wife, she loves taking baths. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's every night, which I mean. It's the only woman I've ever lived with. I'm assuming there's a lot of them like that. But
hey, that bath is soothing, man.
She's in that bath.
Probably she ain't changed your ways. Mine did.
No, man.
That bath is wonderful, man.
I can't sit there in that hot water. I want it to hit me and get out. But I'm telling you, I'm sitting there one night. I got my toes up on the couch, and the way my living room's set up, I'm on the couch, and I'm watching my TV right where my bedroom's to the left. And so when she comes out of the bedroom to hang out with me on the couch a little bit for them 2 hours we got when the babies are asleep.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's right there. Boom, it comes right into my view. It's a beautiful thing. She come walking out of there the other night, and she had that Cal's Cookout shirt with Cal McNair's head. I said, no, baby, take your ass back in there. I Cal McNair at bedtime. I love Cal, but get back in there, hey, take that shirt off, change that up.
Hey, you can do the bull. You can do the bull or the H.
I'm gonna tell you. I mean, that's the thing about my wife.
Cal's silhouette.
There is 82 T-shirts hanging in there, and she picked the one of them that I didn't want to see her come out there in T-shirt and a panties on.
Hey,
you know what I mean? I don't want to see Cal. What are you doing?
Come out there with the hog on there. So I know you got a Razorback T-shirt in there that she probably could put on.
Anything but Cal's old big-headed tail, man. I couldn't have that. Also, right here at BB's Tex Orleans, it's $1 wings, boneless or bone-in. And all the teachers out there, big ups, man. We need to be better by our teachers in every sense of the phrase. But God bless all of our teachers out there taking care of our babies when we're hard at work. It's free apps for teachers today from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So come on through. And if you're a teacher, let us know. I'd love to shake your hand and tell you how much I appreciate the job that you do. Now, let me get to business here. Nobody jumped to put their name in this raffle over here. I'm assuming y'all don't want tickets or anything, but we'll keep hitting that and see if we can't convince a few folks here before it's over with.
Texas tickets that is now.
Now here's the deal. The Rockets last night, they win. By the way, 4-0 in the preseason for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
133-115. And I was dead wrong on two things. So if anybody out there ran to their TV and did like me for the first time this year and watched NBA preseason basketball – I apologize. I told you it was going to be a dress rehearsal. The starters were going to play, and I flipped that TV on, and every starter was in street clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite the dress rehearsal that you was talking about.
Them boys didn't even put the damn uniform on. I mean, I couldn't have been more. That may be as wrong as I've ever been, and I'm wrong a lot. I had no problem with it, but I tell you.
It felt very preseason, right?
Yeah.
Like in the sense of inconsequential. Just like, well, yeah. what are we exactly doing around here?
Yeah.
But there were a couple of things.
Well, let me get that easy one out of the way. I don't mind being wrong on a dress rehearsal in preseason game four. I'm okay with that. But I tell you what, I may have jumped the gun on old Reed Shepherd.
I think you did.
I may have jumped the gun on Reed Shepherd. 29 minutes, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists last night. And forget about the numbers. To me, it's more about what it looked like.
Yeah, boy was cooking.
Yeah, I mean, but as I'm watching him, I'm just being dead honest. Before, it seems like every time I'd seen him play, there was a timidness to him, and there was a, I'm not sure if I belong on this floor or not, and I'm not quite ready to take the bull by the horns. Well, last night, and I'm not positive because I don't cover the Atlanta Hawks, but I believe the Atlanta Hawks had their starters out there.
Yeah, they did.
I know Trae Young was out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
which is enough.
So B. Scott, I may have jumped a gun on the Reed Shepherd is not going to develop. And as I said, that I was talking this year. I mean, I was talking longer term through this year. Last night did not convince me that all of a sudden he's going to be ready in a week. But last night did make me feel better about him helping this basketball team over the season and developing to somebody that could end up significantly helping us when it matters the most.
And like you mentioned, Clint, it was not just the stat stuffing of it. It was the way it looked. I mean, he was out there getting steals. He was active in passing lanes. You saw a couple of dunks. You saw the pull-up midi, right? You see him, you know, driving, pulling up for the mid-range. You saw threes. You saw the one-legged floater, right? You saw a bunch from the arsenal of Reed Shepherd and what it could potentially look like. Man, I couldn't help but think about our conversation about what we were wrong about, but also what we were dead on about as well, like this possibly being a bit of a blessing in disguise, not having Fred VanVleet out there to overly rely on. Forget the fact that, you know, he does offer you some positives. The fact that you don't have him out there to overly rely on. You have to now rely on Reed Shepherd. So it's kind of sink or swim, you know, like old school. They just throw you in the pool and say, hey, figure it out. It was one of those situations. And the one antidote that I keep going back to, Clint, the reason why I can't quit Reed Shepherd is that I think it was a 35-pointer he put up on Oklahoma City. I'm talking about the real Oklahoma City Thunder that ended up winning the championship last year. He did this against a healthy version of that squad when the Rockets themselves weren't very healthy. And that was the moment where I was like, man, if he can tap into that on any kind of consistent basis, then the Rockets got him something. And you saw a version of that last night. And also, again, our conversation yesterday when I'm saying, hey, if one of these guys that was a number 3 overall pick plays anything like it, well, that's what it looks like as well, right? They don't need him to play like that every night, but to show that he's capable of it, to show that he's got the confidence to go out there and do it is a tremendous, I would say, feather in the cap for the Houston Rockets.
Well, yesterday my predictions were not a feather in the cap of my.
It's all right though. You learn something though.
Hey,
that was the good part about it. It's like if there's anything that you can take away from a meaningless preseason game where it's nothing but bench guys out there playing, none of the guys that you expect to actually be out there, except for the one that was, and he showed you what he showed you. That's something that you can take away.
All right, the toughest matchup for the Texans Monday night, y'all. It is the Seattle Seahawks defensive line across the board. You've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about it. We heard Titus Howard talk about it. That D-line versus our offensive line, right? That's the matchup. With that said, who's the real pressure on? Who's the real pressure on? The O-line, Nick Caley, C.J. Stroud, somebody else? Who you got? 713-572-4610. Text in, let us know. We will cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.